Good morning and welcome to Talk to the Expert. It's time for Just G.
G, how are ya?
And the Iowa Specialty Hospitals. I was going to say Iowa Specialty Clinic. Why do I want to say that?
We're talking about Webster City Clinic,
yeah,
maybe?
Apparently I just think the hospital part should be thrown out of there. But that's,
and we have two.
It's a really important part.
We have two hospitals. So there's that.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. Other than that, it's fine.
Right.
But what we're doing each week is we're just getting an update on what's going on because, you know, we have the Webster City Clinic that's been here since...
Well, forever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Earth-cooled Webster City Clinic.
Well, let's just clarify, that clinic space has been there forever.
Okay.
We haven't been in there all that long.
Okay.
But obviously, and we've talked about this before, have quickly outgrown our space.
Now, the clinic that we're talking about... What is the address of that? Where is that one in town? Because sometimes people say the clinic on such and such street, you know. And
yeah, it's
by the post office.
Yes, it's
right.
That street that's spelled differently than you think it would be spelled. I can never remember the address, the specific address. Because when I go, I just go there.
Okay, sure.
I just turn this corner and mm-hmm. then I park and then I'm there.
It's kind of like, what's your cell phone number?
Exactly.
Who knows their own cell phone number?
Exactly.
I barely do.
Yeah. So, and then we're moving out. So the new clinic will be on Superior for those who are new to the program.
Which we all know how to spell.
Right.
Superior.
It's the big one.
You know, are you sure that's not the whole reason we're moving? Because Gina knows how to spell
Superior.
I like it.
I was an English major and a spelling bee champion. Just so there's your fun fact about G today.
Well, there you go. Now we know. Now we are informed.
Right.
But this is all about all the progress because,
yes.
You know, it seems to me as, you know, you broke ground this spring
mm-hmm.
and then it was, well, it almost looked like, okay, well, we're going to move this yard of dirt from over here to over there.
Yeah.
And then from here to over there and let's just rearrange the dirt for a while. And
right.
Then poof, all of a sudden there
right.
was a building.
Isn't that weird? Because that's what they do. They're just rearranging dirt. And then mm-hmm. you drive by and you think, what exactly are you doing?
Yeah. What's the end game here?
I guess they have to have it flat, whatever. To make things level.
They can't just eyeball it. Huh?
I don't know. I don't get it. I just appreciate it.
Yes. That's why we put Gina in charge of talking about
right,
it instead
not
of being
doing
in charge
it.
Of making it happen, right?
Exactly.
And we're still looking at a next spring.
Yes. Da-da. Spring of 2022, and that's all I'm going to tell you.
Which is... coming,
right around the corner.
Yes, coming at a blistering pace.
Yeah, we were just talking about, here it is already, you know, second week of September.
Yeah, we're looking at, you know, two-thirds done with September.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited because I am a fall lover. Mm-hmm. It's just the shortest season is the biggest problem.
Yeah. I know, the one we all like the best.
Is yes, and then it's gone. But we love it. We, meaning Denny and I, we're
sure.
going to celebrate it. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, and being the fall season kind of brings up a couple things that we wanted to talk about.
Yes, absolutely.
First,
everybody's getting sick.
Yes.
So just as a, you know, my opinion, I'm not a medical person. I just talk about it. But get your flu shots mm-hmm. when they come around. It's, you know, 2020, like you and I were just talking, was hibernation year. And
yep.
hardly anybody got sick because we weren't out touching each other and breathing on each other. But... this year, I think I just feel like it's going to be bad.
It's going to be kind of a Katie bar the door.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then now we've got COVID thrown in there with the potential flu, and it could get really ugly. So speaking about that, Peggy wanted me to mention that they have been seeing a lot of acutely ill patients with respiratory symptoms at the clinic.
Okay.
If you are one of those people and you need to be seen at the clinic or any of the clinics, please don't just show up.
Sure.
Sick patient visits are instructed to arrive in the back parking lot, and you should stay in your car.
Okay.
Because, first of all, you probably don't know if what you've got is just a respiratory virus or if you actually have COVID or the flu. The nurses and providers will see the patients in their car, and then this keeps the sick patients out of the clinic to avoid contact with other patients, and then they don't have to sacrifice closing down any of their exam rooms because we only have six. At the
sure,
moment.
Sure.
We will have 24. But for now, we have six. So we want to make sure that there's room for everybody. Masking is still required whether the patient is seen inside or outside of the building. So if you do show up and pull up in the in your car, please have a mask on. That protects them and it protects you.
I really think kind of the buzzword is, in today's world, you should probably have a couple in your car.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a couple in my purse.
Yep. Kind of like my readers. Now, yeah, I have a reader and a mask wherever I go. Cheaters.
I mean, we can just put them together.
And that looks really funny. We currently do not have any COVID vaccine, but patients have several options in Webster City or at the hospital in Clarion or the Belmont Clinics. Okay. So you can call us. And we can definitely hook you up. They just don't have any right currently in the Webster City Clinic.
So you couldn't go wandering in right now and say, hey, hook me up.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. But definitely call and we will get you to where you need to go for that.
Sure. Sure.
So we're talking about fall. Mm-hmm. We should probably talk about sports.
Yep.
Which at our age, maybe we shouldn't be doing.
Well, at least not full contact.
And I'm going to throw my husband under the bus here because he was one of those a few months ago where he decided that he could just go out and play a game of basketball with his trooper buddies and popped his foot. And has been suffering ever since. Mm-hmm. Because we just don't bounce back the way we used to. And especially if you're not doing it every day and then you just jump in and think, yeah, here I am.
Well, and very few, you know, whether it be football or basketball, those pickup games are rarely on a well-manicured surface.
Right.
And so it's pretty easy to, well, I used, you know, we talked about flattening for the new clinic. Yeah, they haven't done that if you're just playing
in the backyard.
The
right.
The Kennedys made it look easy.
Exactly. I'm embarrassed to say this, but my two coworkers and I walked down to a different location by the hospital yesterday.
Okay.
And I fell off the sidewalk.
Oh.
I just rolled my ankle right off this edge of the sidewalk, and I didn't hurt myself, but I thought, well, that was dumb. You have to constantly be aware of what you're doing. I mean, and it's embarrassing when you're this age and you can't figure it out.
Yes. But see, that's where it works out pretty well because Iowa Specialty Hospitals, the Webster City Clinic, we have somebody who can help with that.
Yes. Dr. Swisher is a doctor of osteopathy, and he is board certified in family medicine and sports medicine, both.
Okay.
So if you want to see somebody for sports medicine, you want to see the best, and he's board certified, which automatically qualifies him.
Sure.
And I did pull this up off of our website when you click on sports medicine, and I thought this was kind of interesting. So due to their dynamic nature, sports injuries require specialized methods of treatment. Whether you're a weekend warrior
or a wannabe,
or a high school, college, or professional athlete and obtain an injury, you need to see an orthopedic surgeon or specialist with the highest level of training and experience in sports medicine. So that would be Dr. Swisher. Our sports medicine surgeons and physicians take a team approach in helping you return to your favorite sports and activities. They are specially trained doctors who are dedicated to repairing an array of sports injuries and conditions, including torn ligaments, torn cartilage, joint instability, muscle weakness, sprains, and fractures. Common procedures our sports medicine team often performs include knee arthroscopy, arthroscopic ACL reconstruction, and arthroscopic treatment of shoulder injuries. Our sports medicine physicians' training and knowledge are focused on one single goal, to get you back in the game as swiftly and safely as possible.
Excellent.
Yes. I was out mowing my yard the other day, and I was push mowing a hill because our rider can't handle it. And I've had a shoulder pain ever since.
Okay.
So
it doesn't have to be because you were dribbling or
you could just be cutting grass.
Walking along the sidewalk.
Exactly.
Well, and I think the, is it orthoscopic? Is that what you said?
Arthroscopic.
Arthroscopic. Mm-hmm. I think that stuff has been game changing.
It's amazing.
Yes. Just the recovery time is like down to minimal.
Yep. We're just going to make a little incision and put a camera and see what's going on and repair it if we need to. And boom, 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 bing, you're out the door.
You just take a nap and you'll be good when we're done. Right?
Exactly.
Okay, maybe not quite that fast.
Exactly. I also wanted just to mention that Dr. Swisher, he did his undergrad studies at Iowa State University, and go Cyclones.
Yeah.
But also the Des Moines University Osteopathic Medical School. He did a residency at University of Iowa, so we'll give, you know.
So who's he cheering for tomorrow?
I don't know. I should find out, though. But he also did his fellowship at the University of Minnesota, so maybe he's a gopher. I don't know. In disguise.
Wow.
And he was also an Eagle Scout with the Boy Scouts of America.
Okay.
Which I have a lot of respect for that. I don't know. I feel like I have more respect for Eagle Scouts than I do doctors. Because you're younger then, and that's just a rigorous process.
Mm-hmm. It's focus.
Yeah.
The ability to have focus.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really cool.
Oh, look, a squirrel.
that's me. Yes. And just as on a personal level for Dr. Swisher, just to get some information out about him, he enjoys hunting, fishing, exercising, gardening, woodworking, and spending time with family and friends.
Wow.
So, yeah.
He's a busy dude.
He is a busy guy.
Now, is he always at the Webster City Clinic?
He is primarily at our Webster City Clinic.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think I've heard a lot of good comments, not just about having a sports medicine board certified physician there, but also a male doctor, because we were female oriented up until that point. And I think, you know, a lot of guys just want to see a male doctor. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be because they feel like their wives are saying, I told you not to do that.
Oh, no, never. By the way, which I did tell Denny, please do not go play that basketball game. I'm fine. I'll be fine. And then it's hard not to throw that back at him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Gosh, if only you would have listened to me, darling.
And then also, just to wrap up, just as a reminder, we do have job openings still available. Okay. So if you are interested in applying for a job either in Webster City or at any of our locations, they are all listed together at iowaspecialtyhospital.com/careers.
Okay. And actually, that website without the /careers is where you can find a lot of the information. You know, so mm-hmm. let's say you want to find out more about Dr. Swisher, or maybe you're like, I played basketball and I did this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a doctor thing, or will it go away if I ignore it for 13 weeks?
Right.
Stories tell
us. Want to bet on that one?
Well, I am not a doctor or hospital goer. I am more of a, well, let's see what tomorrow brings.
Right, right.
You know, but there comes a certain point where even I realize that tomorrow ain't getting any better.
Yeah.
So maybe we should head this off at the pass.
Yeah.
So that in 30 years, when you still want to be able to walk across the sidewalk, mm-hmm. whether you're Gina and falling off it or not is a whole different issue. But if you want to have the opportunity, you might want to nip that in the bud.
Right. And back in the day when I worked at the hospital the first time, my title was marketing director.
Okay.
So they removed that, and now we're just all leaders. But Denny used to joke around that I had MD behind my name. So he still says, I said, no, I'm no longer an MD, so you're going to have to consult a real one now.
Whereas my husband feels my whole family thinks we're MDs. We've got a lot of medical solutions that he doesn't mm-hmm. believe in.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is a really good word of advice, whether you're male or female or whatever, but if your doctor sends you to physical therapy and they tell you to do these exercises, do them.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's extremely helpful in the recovery process.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So that's my tip for the day.
Magic genie stuff isn't what it used to be.
Uh-huh.
You actually have to put in the time and the work.
Yeah. And it works. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It works. So.
Yes. I used to have a boss that called it smoking hopium.
Oh, that's nice.
Because you were hoping that would be it. And just quit smoking that hopium. Do something about it. Make it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, these are the things that when you go to the Iowa Specialty Hospital's Webster City Clinic,
mm-hmm.
that we can make, you guys, not me, I'm not there.
Right.
Come to the radio station. I'll talk. I can do that. But it is to make sure that you are on the proper course for the most expedient recovery possible.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Isn't that what we all want?
Oh, for sure.
We all want to get back in the game.
Yeah, we wanted better yesterday.
Right. So. Yeah.
But you have to come in today so that it'll be
we can start
tomorrow.
That process. Yeah,
exactly.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. So please do. And if you need an appointment, if you want to call, the number's 832-3332.
3332.
Yep.
Okay.
That'll get you to the clinic directly.
And you and I had talked just briefly before we went on the air about flu shots not ready yet.
Right.
But as soon as they are, we'll share that information.
Absolutely.
Let's try and have as many people get flu shots.
Yes.
Why not? Better be safe than sorry.
Right. That's my whole mantra. Just do it and protect yourself and your family.
Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't be a carrier.
Right. But again, that's just my unsolicited opinion. So
I solicited it.
Thank you. I love you too.
You had one solicitor. Well, and we'll be back again next week. And next week we'll talk about, I know staff went on a tour yesterday.
Yes. So they got to see it for the first time.
Yes. So you can get some feedback from them and we'll talk about that next week.
Yes. I'm really excited to see what they thought. I'm sure they were over the moon excited.
But I imagine they danced down the hallways.
Yeah. I can just see them run it. This is my exam room. This is my office.
And remember, you posted those pictures that we did at our show and tell last
week. Yes. And I pinned them to the top of our Facebook page. So they are right there if you want to see. And we will continue to tease you with more of them.
Yes. So we'll have more show and tell.
Yes.
Thanks everybody for joining us. We hope you have a great weekend, whether you're saying go State or go Hawks, doesn't matter. Be safe. Be smart.
Yes. Please be responsible.
Don't need to have to call the clinic Monday morning.
Yeah. Denny's working nights this weekend, so don't make him.
Let's not meet Denny.
Don't make him work that hard.
Thanks again for joining us on our Talk to the Expert program today with Iowa Specialty Hospitals, the Webster City Clinic. Just cheap.
Yay!